Chapter 11. See, the white storm birds wing across. They are blithely break-faced in all men and maidens, yea, under the summer tree, with a glimpse of the bay, while pet fowl come to the knee. No, the year's o, and the rotten rose is ripped from the wall. They change to a high new house, he, she, all of the my. Clocks and carpets and chairs on the lawn all day, and brightest things that are theirs. No, the years. Down there carved names the raindrop plows. He prefers her earthly. This after sunset is a sight for seeing, cliff heads of craggy cloud surrounding it. And dwell you in that glory show? You may, for there are strange things in being, stranger than I know. Yet if that chasm of splendor claim your presence which glows between the ash cloud and the dun, how changed must be your mortal mold? Changed to a firmament writing earthless essence from what you were of old. All too unlike the fond and fragile creature then known to me. Well, shall I say it plain? I would not have you thus and there, but still would grieve on, missing you, still feature you as the one you were. The dolls, whenever you dress me dolls, mammy, why do you dress them so, and make them gallant soldiers, whenever a one I know, and not as gentle ladies with frills and frocks and curls, as people dress the dollies of other little girls? Ah, why did she not answer? Because your mammy's heed is always gallant soldiers, as well may be, indeed. One of them was your daddy, his name I must not tell, he's not the dad who lives here, but one I love too well. Molly gone. No more summer for Molly and me. There is snow on the tree, and the blackbirds plump large as the rooks are, almost, and the water is hard, where they used to dip bills at the dawn ere her figure was lost to these coasts, now my prison close barred. No more planting by Molly and me, where the beds used to be of sweet William. No training the clambering rose by the framework of fir now bowering the pathway, whereon it swings gaily, and blows as if calling commandment from her. No more jauntings by Molly and me to the town by the sea, or along over white sheet to Winyard's green gap, catching Montacute crest to the right against Sedgemoor, and Corton Hill's far distant cap, and Pilsden and Lewesden to west. No more singing by Molly to me in the evenings, when she was in mood and in voice, and the candles were lit, and past the porch coin the rays would spring out on the laurels, and dumbledores hit on the pane, as if wishing to join. Where, then, is Molly, who's no more with me? As I stand on this lee, thinking thus, there's a many-flamed star in the air, that tosses a sign, that her glance is regarding its face from her home, so that there her eyes may have meetings with mine. A backward spring, the trees are afraid to put forth buds, and there is timidity in the grass, the plots lie gray where gouged by spuds, and whether next week will pass free of sly sour winds, is the fret of each bush of barberry waiting to bloom. Yet the snowdrop's face betrays no gloom, and the primrose pants in its heedless push, though the myrtle asks, if it's worth the fight this year with frost, and rhyme to venture one more time on delicate leaves, and buttons of white from the selfsame bough, as at last year's prime, and never to ruminate on, or remember what happened to it in mid-December. April 1917. Looking across, it is dark in the sky, and silence is where our laughs rang high, and recall do I that one is out there. 2. The dawn is not nigh, and the trees are bare, and the waterways sigh, that a year has drawn by, and two are out there. 3. The wind drops to die like the phantom of care too frail for a cry, and heart brings to I that three are out there. IV, this life runs dry that once ran rare, and rosy and die, and fleet the days fly, and four are out there. V, tired am I of this earthly air, and my wraith asks, why, since these calm lie, are not five out there? December 1915. At a seaside town in 1869, young lover's reverie, I went and stood outside myself, spelt the dark sky and ship lights nigh, and grumbling winds that passed thereby. Then next inside myself I looked, and there, above all, shone my love, that nothing matched the image of. Beyond myself again I ranged, and saw the free life by the sea, and folk indifferent to me. Oh, 'twas a charm to draw within their rapture, where but she was, care for one thing only, her hit there. But so it chanced, without myself I had to look, and then I took more heed of what I had long forsook. The boats, the sands, the esplanade, the laughing crowd, light-hearted, loud greetings from some not ill-endowed. The evening sunlit cliffs, the talk, hailings and halts, the keen sea salts, the band, the more gentler waltz. Still, when at night I drew in sight forward she came, sad, but the same as when I first had known her name. Then rose a time when, as by force, outwardly wooed by contacts crude, her image in abeyance stood. At last I said, this outside life shall not endure, I'll seek the pure thought world, and bask in her allure. Myself again I crept within, scanned with keen care the temple where she'd shone, but could not find her there. I sought and sought, but oh, her soul has not since thrown upon my own one beam. Yea, she is gone, is gone. From an old note, the glimpse, she sped through the door, and, following in haste, unstirred to the core, I entered hot-faced, but I could not find her, no sign was behind her. Where is she? I said. Ho? Oh? They asked that sat there, not a soul's come in sight. Maid with red hair. H. They paled. He is dead. People see her at night, but you are the first on whom he has burst in the keen common light. It was ages ago, when I was quite strong. I have waited since, oh, I have waited so long. Yea, I set me to own the house, where now lone I dwell in void rooms booming hollow as tombs. But I never come near her, though nightly I hear her. And my cheek has grown thin, and my hair has grown gray with this waiting there, but she still keeps away. The pedestrian, an incident of 1883. Sir, will you let me give you a ride? Knox Bennett, and the heath is wide. My feet and lantern shone on one young, fair, even fresh, but burdened with flesh. A leathern satchel at his side, his breathings short, his coat undone. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.